It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Here we go once again. Are you ready? Sit down, buckle in, and get ready for the ride. It's Border Crossings for the next hour. We've got requests and dedications live in Studio 4 on today's program. We'll be talking to a singer as well from Los Angeles coming up in the hour. Hang around for that. Let's start things off with a request from Ethiopia and Senesi Awoto. She wants me to play Drake, and the new one is called Passion Fruit, here on Border Crossings.
Listen, seeing you got ritualistic, cleansing my soul of addiction for now, 'cause I'm falling apart. Tension between us just like picket fences. You got issues that I won't mention for now, 'cause we're falling apart. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no, no. From a distance, I think we should rule out commitment for now, 'cause we're falling apart. Leaving, you're just doing that to get even. Don't pick up the pieces, just leave it for now, they keep falling apart. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no, no. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no.
Crossings and a brand new song from Drake's brand new album, More Life. The song is called Passion Fruit. And when it came out, it was number one. It went up the chart so fast, it just kind of bang, took us all by surprise. One of the fastest climbing albums so far. But now there's a new one that's top that. And that is a new one from Kendrick Lamar called Damn. And so that's just bang, replaced Drake at the top. Very fast. Senesi Awoto in Ethiopia requested that song. So thank you very much, Senesi, for listening to Border Crossings and making that request. Drake will be hosting the first ever NBA Awards on June 26th in New York City. So that's going to be a lot of fun for him to be a host, something that probably has never done before, but he's going to be doing in June. Thank you for listening to the show, and welcome to Border Crossings. In just about 5 minutes, I'll have a guest from Los Angeles who's been in the music business a long time. And we're going to be talking to him on the phone, so hang around. I want to say hi to Kenya Kofi Hurdles, Mary Buckman, Kal May Sly Jackson, Patrick Kofi, Shivendu Paul, all have checked in so far on our Facebook page. Sue Lazabal, also with us. Hermela Liul Seged is with us today. Thank you for joining us on the show. And Aleme Garamu is tuned in. So thank you so much for tuning in to Border Crossings. Right now, Leonard Segay, a longtime listener of Border Crossings, wants me to play a song from Dolly Parton. There's a university instructor at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, Tennessee, who has been fascinated by Dolly Parton, and so much so that she's introduced a class about Dolly Parton at the University of Tennessee, which is where Dolly's from. Leonard Segay in Kenya wants us to play this Dolly Parton song. This is called My Tennessee Mountain.
Sitting on the front porch on a summer afternoon, in a straight back chair on two legs, leaned against the wall. As I watched the kids playing with their June bugs on string, and chased the glowing fireflies when evening shadows fall. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee mountain home, crickets are singing in the fields nearby, and honeysuckle vine clings to the fence alone. Their fragrance makes the summer wind so sweet. And on a distant hilltop, an eagle spreads its wings, and a songbird on a fence post sings a melody. Sitting in the porch swing holding hands. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee mountain home, crickets are singing in the fields nearby.
Hi, this is Larry London for Border Crossings. On the phone with me right now from California, Kaz Belinsky. Kaz, welcome to Border Crossings. Welcome to the Voice of America.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's great to have you on the show. And first of all, you have a new single out. Is there an album in the works?
Yes, that'll be a few more weeks. There'll be an album to follow.
All right. And do you have any idea or inclination as to what the album title might be?
Not yet. No, sorry.
Not yet. Still in the planning stages. All right. So you're from Los Angeles, California. I lived in Calabasas for a couple of years. And in fact, I used to go down Topanga Canyon. I used to pass by Pepperdine. And I guess you attended Pepperdine and you got a degree in psychology.
Yeah, I got a master's in clinical psychology from Pepperdine.
And so that really wasn't where your heart was at the time, or was it?
I started in music playing music when I was 10. So I've always had my heart there and had some other careers.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm at a point where I can kick back a little and I'm going to go back to the music.
And this all began with you standing in front of a mirror, I guess, lip syncing.
Right. We used to, me and my best friend Nick, at first we cut out guitars out of plywood, you know, fake guitars, and we're doing lip syncing in front of the mirrors, pretending we were the Beatles. And then after that, we just hounded our moms to get us electric guitars, and it went on from there.
Mm-hmm. And so your mom said, okay, Kaz, you can pursue a career in music, but first you have to go to UCLA.
Right. She said, go ahead. I'll pay for everything at UCLA. Get your degree, and you can write all the songs you want. So that seems like a good deal to me at the time. Although my son now says, "Grandma tricked you."
And you ended up doing something totally different.
Totally different, but I'm glad I got the degree. You know, that helped help me understand the world.
Now, how did you end up in the internet world, working to help everybody in IT support?
Well, what happened was in the 80s, I was driving a cab and trying to pitch to record companies and such, and then it got to a point where I said, well, you know, am I going to end up being a 50-year-old cab driver with a pot belly? I'd rather be a 50-year-old programmer with a pot belly, you know, sitting in front of a tube instead. So,
So this is kind of
back to UCLA Extension and got a certificate in programming from there.
And so this is kind of the culmination of what actually began as a dream when you were a young boy.
Yeah, when I was when I was 10, I guess, in front of that mirror with Nick.
Mm-hmm. So what came first for you, the singing or the songwriting? Which was easier?
I would say the singing first. And then I started about the same time, probably started about writing my own songs.
Mm-hmm. And I read where you describe your style of music anywhere between between folk, country, and bossa nova.
Jazz. There's some jazz elements, not in the song that's following. But, yeah, I kind of enjoy combining different genres I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a good songwriter should be able to kind of write in any style.
Mm-hmm. And you've been married 26 years, and you have a son. And
yes.
Are you going to encourage him to get into music, or does he have to go get a political science degree?
Well, actually, he's more interested in physics. He's more towards the science side than the music side.
Uh-huh. So there won't be a big argument then.
The story is he wanted to buy that game Guitar Hero,
mm-hmm.
and then I looked at it, and it doesn't teach you how to play guitar at all. I said, no, I'll get you a real guitar. Oh, forget it, Dad. Doesn't matter.
That's right. All right, so here we are, and this is your first, single? Is this the first song you've ever put out?
No. This song is the second one we're going to release, and yeah, it's about I'm on the road, and I actually wrote it when I had to go to Dallas for 6 months to do an IT project for a big long-distance company. So I missed my wife, even though I got to come home on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's a very nice song. We're going to give it a listen right now. This is Kaz Belinsky, who goes just by Kaz, I guess, on your CDs. And this is called I'm on the Road. Here's the brand new song from Kaz. This is Border Crossings.
I'm on the road today. Just before dawn, every night is just the same. I count out the time. I couldn't hold you in my arms, and I start to cry. I
All right, that song is called I'm on the Road. It is sung by Kaz. Also, he wrote the song, and that's your second single ever.
Yes, the first single was called Love Situation, yeah, and that had a little bossa nova flavor in it.
And you're putting the finishing touches on your EP or album. I'm not sure what.
Yeah, we're gonna do the mixing tomorrow, actually.
Oh, wonderful! Is there a website people can go to find out more about Kaz Bilinski and learn about you and your music and follow you if they want to follow you on the social media sites?
Sure. Yeah, it's KazBilinski.com.
And how would you spell that for the benefit of our international audience?
Ah. KazBilinski.
All right. And you're also on Facebook and all the social media sites. And so if people want to follow you or get the new single and hear more about when the new album's coming out, they can go to your websites. And I thank you, Kaz, for being on the show today. The new song is called I'm on the Road, and it's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
I need you, boo. I gotta see you, boo. And the hurt's all over the world tonight. Say the hurt's all over the world tonight. I need you, boo. Gotta see you, boo. Hey. And the hurt's all over the world tonight. Say the hurt's all over the world tonight. Hey, little mama, ooh, you're a stunner. Hot little figure, yes, you a winner. And I'm so glad to be yours. You're a class all your own. And ooh, little cutie, when you talk to me, I swear the whole world stops. You're my sweetheart and I'm so glad that you're mine. You are one of a kind and you mean to me what I mean to you. And together, baby, there is nothing we won't do. Cause if I got you, I don't need money, I don't need cars. Girl, you're my home. And oh, I'm into you. And girl, no one else would do. Cause with every kiss and every hug, you make me fall in love. And now I know I can't be the only one. I bet his heart's all over the world tonight with the love of their life who feels what I feel when I'm with you, with you, with you, with you, with you, girl. With you, with you, with you, with you, with you. Oh, girl, I don't want nobody else. Without you, there's no one left in. You're like Jordans on Saturday. I gotta have you and I cannot wait now. Hey, little shorty, say you care for me. You know I care for you. You know that I'll be true. You know that I won't lie. You know that I will try to be your everything, yeah. Cause if I got you, I don't need money, I don't need cars. Girl, you're my all, yeah.
With every kiss and every hug, you make me.
Chris Brown on Border Crossings with You, and that's a request from Sonny in Nigeria to his girlfriend. I want to say hello to Esaias Michael, tuned in to Shegar FM 102.1. And I heard from Zach at Tarnal State in Nigeria, Metamorphic Rock. And let's see, also heard from Wondale Salehu. And I thank you for your message. And he wrote in to say the London Marathon was awesome, which was, a couple days ago, won by a couple of Kenyans. They are fast in Kenya. Daniel Wanjiru won the race in 2 hours and 5 minutes and 48 seconds. And a female one from Kenya won the female women's division. Mary Keitany, she won in 2 hours, 17 minutes and 1 second. The Boston Marathon, not too long ago, also won by Kenyans, Jeffrey Karui and Edna Kiplagat. So, never challenge anyone in Kenya to a race. Keep that in mind. Very wise advice. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. And I want to introduce you to somebody who is very important to the show. She's been with this program for quite a while. And now it's time for you to leave us, I guess.
Yeah, say goodbye. Which is really sad.
We're very sad. The box of tissue has been passed around in the studios. Maria Femiano. Now, is that the name you're going to use on the radio when you get your first radio job?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm going to do Just Met Maria, kind of like the song.
Met Maria.
Yeah, kind of like Just Met a Girl Named Maria, but I cut it. It's my Twitter name, my Facebook page, Instagram. It's
Just Met Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you're going to have your own theme music and everything. You've got it all planned out.
Yeah, I have to.
And I like your demo that you made to get hired. So if there's a program director listening right now, you might want to consider Maria, Just Met Maria. Very talented, very creative young lady.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you've been studying in college for quite a while.
Yeah.
You went to Mount St. Mary's, where my daughter's going to go.
Yep.
You are now at Montgomery College in Rockville, Maryland.
Yep.
And you've been very helpful to us.
Oh, thank you.
Did you learn anything here?
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. I learned, you know, it was good to learn your system of editing and Delta and all that. And how to actually present yourself on the air instead of in school. It's different. You know, they just kind of say, go in the studio and practice, but they...
Mm-hmm. You know. And what kind of music do you like to listen to?
I listen to a wide range of music.
I already know, but I'm asking anyway for the audience. What kind of... Who are your favorites?
Really like alternative and EDM and jazz, ska, punk.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. Yeah. You're on top of the latest trends, I guess.
Yeah, I go to a lot of festivals.
Yeah, so. Which festival did you go to most recently?
Counterpoint. It was in Okeechobee, Florida.
And tell me about it.
It was really pretty down there.
Why?
It was hot. The layout was really nice. You could walk everywhere, obviously, because you can't really drive your car, but it's really pretty. The music was really good. They had a wide range. They had the Strumbellas were there, the Revivalists. I saw George Clinton and the Parliament Funks and Grizz. And
wow, we had Parliament on in the studio a couple weeks
ago.
Oh,
really?
Parliament was here.
Oh, they were really good live. They threw a really good show.
And you know who's coming in tomorrow, Maria, to tape an interview? The Revolution.
The Revolution.
Do you know who the Revolution are?
Mm-mm.
Do you know who Prince was?
Yes.
That's his band.
Okay.
Prince's are coming here tomorrow.
Oh, that's really cool.
And we're going to tape an interview with the Revolution tomorrow for Border Crossings. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is really cool.
It's kind of strange. You like Parliament, but you don't know who the Revolution are. You like the old school stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, all right. Well,
I know who Prince is, though. So I guess
everybody knows who Prince was. Everybody knows who Prince. And we just celebrated the one-year anniversary of his death, so that's kind of tragic. Tell me about your future plans. What comes next for you? Now that you're leaving us, what happens?
Trying to find a job. I'm looking online right now and at different radio stations and seeing what I could do for them. Maybe just do the board op or be a host, but I know that kind of takes a little bit of time before, because you can't just jump right into it. So maybe moving out of the state and going to a lower market so I could work my way up and come back into D.C. or
anywhere. Very smart, very mature answer, because a lot of people who want to get in broadcasting don't understand how this works. They think that we're just going to get the first job is going to be on in the big city.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. You got to kind of pay your dues, like most things in life, and you got to work your way up the ladder.
Yep.
And so I'm sure you'll move up the ladder fast, because you're very talented, very creative.
Thank you.
And promise me you'll stay in touch with us.
Yes, of course.
And
I
you'll
will.
Let me know where you end up and when you get your job and as your career goes on.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's been a pleasure to meet you and know you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's
and
very
thank
nice.
You again on behalf of everybody here for all your help.
Of course. Thank you, guys. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and the audience, too. And, you know, there's about another 25 minutes left, so the audience can call and say goodbye to Maria and wish her well if you want to call in. Because she's here to take requests today at 202-619-2077. That's the number, right?
Yes, that
say
is the
it
number.
Again.
202-697-2077. 2077.
I see you've been paying close attention to me.
Yep. I have. Just,
well, thank you, Maria.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And we're going to play a song for you. What's your favorite Madonna song in the whole wide world?
I used to sing Living or Like a Prayer all the time, my mom said. So
And your mom just called me and she said Maria also sang Like a Virgin. That was her other song that she sang. So here it is, by request for Gembo Tenzin in Bhutan, Madonna.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
You gotta help me. I'm losing my mind. Keep getting the feeling you wanna leave this all behind. Thought we were going strong. I thought we were holding on. Aren't we? No, they don't teach you this in school.
now my heart's breaking and I don't know what to do. Thought we were going strong, thought we were holding on, aren't we? Strong, thought we were holding on, aren't we?
Crossings, there they are, One Direction, a request from Fromsa Asa, who is in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, listening to the program today. One Direction and History. And I also want to say hello to a few folks who checked in on the Facebook page. I heard from Mechdi Breezy Gash. I just got a message from Kingboy who said, Maria, we're going to miss you. So there you go, Maria. Gebekan Gideon Gebekan is tuned in Nigeria and says hello to his brother, Niambo Jacobs. A. and Donna Pevers with us. I got a message from Kenya Kofi Hurdles, listening to 98.1 FM. And quite a few other folks checking in on the Facebook page. McSamuel Amawas, Metamorphic. Godfrey is tuned in today. So a lot of people joining us at facebook.com/VOA Larry London, where you can stop by and make a request or just say hi if you'd like. Ray McDonald is in our studios, and he's stopping by to say hi and to bring us our weekly chart chat.
Man, you know, listening to that One Direction song, I'm reminded just how good a lot of their singles were. Mm-hmm. They worked with some fantastic songwriters, great producers. I mean, it was straight up pop. Zayn Malik says, that's not my kind of music. I wouldn't have, you know, listened to this stuff. But I got to say, those One Direction hits were great pop music.
If you're a betting man, and I know you're not, but if you were a betting man, what do you think are the odds that they will get together again?
I think they will at some point.
Do you?
I think it's probably going to be a one-off thing. Mm-hmm. Could be for an award show, could be for charity.
Right.
But, at some point down the line.
Like a Spice Girls kind of reunion kind of thing?
Maybe so.
All right.
Maybe so.
No, you're probably right. As always.
You know, they're never going to reform again. I mean, they're all off and running with their own thing. But I would say at some point they'll get back together.
Some are having more success than others, though. I mean, Zayn is kind of doing his thing, and he wasn't going to get back with them anyway. And Harry just put out his new music. But
the
other guys are kind of creeping along.
They could be taking their time developing their interests. Lewis Tomlinson, he's expecting a baby. He's going to be a dad.
Right.
So
I think they had the baby.
Maybe,
Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, maybe they did have
the baby. Not Sheryl Crow. Sheryl Cole.
Yes.
Sheryl Crow's a little past baby days, but Sheryl Cole.
Right.
All right, Ray.
So anyway.
What do you got for us today?
I have Harry Styles for you today.
Ooh,
and
what do you know?
I mean, Harry was always the one we sort of had our eye on for solo success, and he's really charging out of the gate with his latest hit, Sign of the Times. It went to number one in the UK and Australia, and it is our Hot 100 Hot Shot debut at number four this week, and we will catch up with Harry after Sign of the Times.
Stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. We never learned, we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullet? The bullet. We never learned, we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullet? The bullet. Far away from here. We never learned.
If we had lighters, we'd be waving them right now. Harry Styles, a little bit of arena rock there. Sign of the Times, Hot Shot debut this week, number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. Harry was one of, there you go, we have Vince waving his little flashlight.
The length of that song, I went home, I changed my clothes and came back.
That's right, it's a 5-minute long song. It took 6 songwriters to write that song. Harry was one of them. Along with Harry is a guy by the name of Jeff Basker, who also co-produced, and Jeff is going to be working on Harry's debut album, which drops on May 12th, and this was very smart of Columbia Records to get Basker involved. He has worked with everyone from Jay-Z and Kanye West to the Rolling Stones. And in 2016, Jeff Basker won the Grammy for Non-Classical Producer of the Year. So this guy knows how to make a hit. Harry's self-titled debut album, as I mentioned, drops on May 12th. There's been a lot of buzz around this album ever since he started making it last year. It's rumored to have a lot of classic rock elements, as the lead-off single certainly does. We were talking about what influences we heard. There's a lot of David Bowie. You got some Queen.
Pink Floyd, ELP. I hear a lot of that classic stuff.
Yes, yes. And this, again, is a smart approach because Zayn is going in the R&B direction. We got Niall Horan, who did This Town, which is very folky, kind of a One Direction sounding cut. And Harry is going more toward the rock hero end of the spectrum, which you don't hear very much anymore.
Right, right.
So that means he's going for multi-generational following. He's not just the hero of teen girls anymore. Although he did defend teen girls in a recent interview. He's saying, well, they're the leaders of tomorrow. They're, you know, they're going to be taking music in whatever direction it goes.
Right.
So he's not, he's a good interview subject. Harry is very PR savvy, which I think is one reason, along with the hair, that we always figured this guy is going to be the breakout star. He's going to be the Justin Timberlake, if you will, of One Direction.
And he was on Border Crossings before. And this summer is going to be like the summer for him because it's also his big screen debut in Dunkirk. Yeah, that's coming out in July.
Christopher Nolan's World War II drama. And there are rumors that Harry may portray Mick Jagger in an upcoming biopic. Harry's already done a Mick Jagger impersonation on Saturday Night Live. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
So this is definitely Harry Styles' year. And he was on Graham Norton's show. And he says, yes, he will be touring to support the album. So we're going to be seeing a whole lot of Harry Styles this year. Now then, moving on to our next song, two established stars coming together, Maroon 5 and Future. This is Cold. It moves from 28th to 21st place. Future is selling albums like crazy. Maroon 5 is going to be on the road, and I'll tell you all about it after Cold.
Enough to chill my bones. It feels like I don't know you anymore. I don't understand why you're so cold. Are we taking time or time out? I can't take the in-between. Asking me for space here in my house. You know how to f*** with me. Acting like we're not together. After everything that we've been through. Sleeping up under the covers. How am I so far away from you? Distant. When we're kissing, feel so different. Baby, tell me, how did you get so cold enough to chill my bones? It feels like I don't know you anymore. I don't understand why you're so cold to me. With every breath you breathe, I see there's something going on. I don't understand why you're so cold. Why you wanna bite your tongue for? The silence is killing me. Acting like we're not together. If you don't want this, then what's the use? Sleeping up under the covers. How am I so far away from you? Distant. Ooh. When we're kissing, yeah. It feels so different. Yeah. Baby, tell me, how did you get so cold enough to chill my bones? It feels like I don't know you anymore.
Never thought that you was like this. I took the tag off and made you priceless. I just spent a half a meal on a chandelier. Now you trying to cut me off like a light switch. Trying to stay in Ali. Saying that you need some time to breathe. Thinking that I'm sleeping on the four-letter word. But the four-letter word don't sleep. We going two separate ways. You ain't been acting the same. You gotta go, bro, where your heart used to be. You go dig every day. I spit the four door to the two door, cause I can't let my driver hear what you say. Can I try to get you spanked?
Baby, tell me, how did you get so cold enough to chill my bones? It feels like I don't know you anymore. I don't understand why you're so cold.
Maroon 5 featuring Future, Cold, moving from 28th to 21st place on the Hot 100. Maroon 5, Adam Levine, you know, they're smart. They're a smart group. They helped pioneer the use of featured rappers, which is a regular thing in pop music now. Every pop singer has a featured rapper on a song. But way back in 2012, Maroon 5 went to second place with Payphone, which featured Wiz Khalifa. And, of course, they worked with Kendrick Lamar on Don't Want to Know. So they've been doing this for a while. This Saturday, Maroon 5 will be in New Orleans for the Jazz and Heritage Festival, which is always a good time. It's a huge, huge festival. September, we'll find them in Rio at the Rock in Rio Festival. And, of course, Adam has his, you know, judging gig on The Voice, which apparently he's going to hang on to. As for Future, April was a big, big month for Future. He racked up 7 RIAA Platinum titles this month, meaning 1 million sales. His current solo single, Mask Off, has passed a million sales. A single he had a year ago with Drake called Low Life has actually sold 3 million. Now, Future's red hot. Starting next month, he'll kick off a headlining North American tour featuring Migos and Tory Lanez. That's going to be a hot ticket. So, yeah, Future's on a roll.
A lot of people don't know this about Maroon 5, but the keyboardist is a jazz musician, PJ Morton, who's also got his own jazz album out, and right, he's going to be doing a set at the New Orleans Jazz Festival.
Yeah, yeah, Maroon 5. I mean, well, these guys have been around for almost 25 years. They started off calling themselves Kara's Flowers, and they had an album out under that name before they, you know, went back into the lab and refashioned themselves. So, yeah, Maroon 5. I mean, these guys have been around the block, and they know what they're doing.
And when they went to UCLA, Sarah Bareilles was in Kara's Flowers, and they were an a cappella group way back when.
Small world.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Ray McDonald.
You got it, Larry.
The man who brings us the hits every Tuesday. It's Chart Chat, and if you want to catch Ray on his regular segment, which is called the Billboard Top 20 Countdown, it airs every Thursday on the VOA1 network.
Exactly. And you can catch me on Twitter at Ray on the Hits. And let's not forget VOA1's Facebook page at VOA1 the Hits. So all kinds of places for you to go.
And you're also on 4 hours every day on VOA1. A lot of people don't know that.
Along with you, Mr. Lund.
I'm on.
And the lady DJ.
Yes. So there you go. We're all over the place. You can't get away from us, you know.
We're everywhere. We're omnipresent.
That's it. Electrified. This is Border Crossings. Thank you so much, Ray, for coming in. Thank you, Wagner, our engineer today, Vince, our director, and a heartfelt thanks to Maria Femiano, who's been a wonderful,
goodbye, Maria,
wonderful addition to the family. We're going to miss you, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck and success in your future, and keep in touch with us. Thank you so much for joining us on Border Crossings. Shout out to Cletus and Leonard Segay and Mekdi Breezy Gash, who's a nurse in Ghana.
They're all listening to the show. Come back and listen again tomorrow. The Revolution will be in the building. Prince's band, The Revolution, tomorrow. They won't be on the show, but they'll be in the building tomorrow, and we will be hearing that interview in the very near future. So make sure you join us on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. This is the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.